由于帕扎帕提扎克沙的主宗。
Grihita
抓住
Yakshamana
Yakshamana
Active lung disease
肺病
Udurat
Udurat 月亮星辰之王
Vimukta,
Vimukta,
free,
释放
Kirbishat,
Kirbishat,
from his sinful reaction,
从他的罪恶反应中
Sadhya,
Sadhya,
immediately,
立刻
Beijing,
Beijing,
He assumed.
他呈现出
Booyah.
Booyah.
Once again.
再次
Kala.
Kala.
His face.
他的状态
Udayam.
Udayam.
The increasing.
逐渐增长
Translation.Once the womb was filled with consumption because of the curse of Russia. Just taking bath in Russia, the womb was free from the simple reaction and then resumed waxing in his face.
日本有一次月亮因为受到 Daksha 的诅咒而染上了肺病。不过他在帕 巴巴沙克睡着沐浴之后，立即从他的罪恶反应中解脱出来，重新恢复了月亮见人的状态。Sorry, Maharaj, your voice is not clear. Can you hear me? Hare Krishna Maharaj, I cannot hear you clearly. 先稍等一下，那个网络是有点卡。Hare Krishna Maharaj. Mm-hmm. Hi, Paul. Hi, Krishna. Yes, now it's better.
Okay, let's see what happens. The internet here at night is very not good.
Marge, where are you?
Okay, I'll just read the verse one time. Vayam Shikasmin Aplutya Tarpai Tva Patrin Suran Bojai Bo Sijo Pipran Nana Guna Vatan Dasa Teshu Danani Patreshu Shadayo Tva Mahanti Vai Vijinani Tarisyamo Danair Novir Ivarnavam Okay, translation. By bathing in the Prabhasa Kshetra, by offering sacrifice there to placate the forefathers and demigods, by feeding the worshipful Brahmins with various delicious foodstuff, and by bestowing opulent gifts upon them as the most suitable candidates for charity, we will certainly cross over these terrible dangers through such acts of charity. Just as one can cross a great ocean in a suitable boat.
第三十七、第三十八十节一文，通过在帕巴沙水场沐浴，在那里施行祭祀，安抚了祖先和半神人。通过以各种美味佳肴宴请值得崇拜的 Brahman 的，馈赠他们这些应得的布施的最佳人选贵重礼物。我们必将跨越这些可怕的危险，就像一个人乘船穿越巨大的海洋一样。
Okay, no purport, another one. Shri Sukhavacha Evam Bhagavata Dishu Yadavaha Kurutandana Gantum Krita Diyas Tirtam Snandanam Samayujayam The Sukadeva Goswami said, O favorite son of the Kurus, thus advised by the personality of Godhead, the Yadavas made their way up their minds to go to that holy place, Prabhasa Chaitra, and thus yoke their horses to their chariots.
第三十九师姐译文 Sukadeva Goswami 说库鲁族的宠儿啊听了人格守生的忠告亚都族人决定前往那个圣地 Prabhasa Kshetra 于是他们把马匹套上了轭准备好战车
Another one Tan Nerikshyo Devorajan Shutva Bhagavato Ditam Trishtva Rishtani Gorani Nicham Krishnam Anuvrita Vivikta upasangamya jagatam ishvareshwaram pranamya shirasa pado pranjalis tam abhasata. My dear King, Uddhava was a constantly faithful follower of Lord Krishna. Upon seeing the imminent departure of the Yadavas, hearing from them of the Lord's instructions, and taking note of the fearful omens, he approached the personality of Godhead in a private place. He bowed down to his head at the lotus feet of the supreme controller of the universe, and with folded hands addressed him as follows.
第41章第十一世纪。我亲爱的国王乌德瓦是主科什那永恒忠诚的追随者。听了亚都主人讲述主的教导，留意到种种可怕的征兆，又看到他们即将启程离去，所以他私下里去到人格守神跟前，他叩首顶拜过宇宙至尊控制者的莲花节之后，双手合十的对主说道。
According to Srila Jiva Goswami, there cannot be any actual disturbance in the Lord's own abode. The great disaster is apparently occurring in Dwarka, where an external show created by the Lord to facilitate his pastimes. We can understand the pastimes of Krishna only by hearing from the mundane historical figures and his inner within the tiny limits of material logic. Krishna's pastimes are an exhibition of his achincha shakti, or inconceivable potency, which functions according to higher spiritual laws, unknown to the blind conditioned souls in their petty material logic.
要指, 是他 Jiva Goswami 说主的亲身居所不会出现任何真正的骚乱，看似发生在 Dwaraka 的巨大灾难， 实际上是主制造的一种表面现象，为的是促进他的逍遥时光。我们通过聆听公正的 Acharya 们的讲述，就能了解 Krishna 的逍遥时光。主 Krishna 不是一个世俗的历史人物，他的活动不受狭隘的物质逻辑的局限。主 Krishna 的逍遥时光是他的 Achintya Shakti 不可思议的能量的展示，按照更高的灵性 法律运作，而这些临近法律是盲目的受条件限制灵魂和他们微不足道的物质逻辑所不能知晓的。 Hare Krishna.
Om Gyana Tirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chaksu Militan Unitasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta, Adakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha, Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sahagana, Raghunathan Vitam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana, Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana, Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pristaya Bhutale, Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta, Swamin Iti Namane, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gaur Avani Pracharani, Nirvisesha, Shunivari, Pashyacha, Desatani. Vanshakalpatrubhischa, Kripa Sindhuvyevicha, Patitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavevya Omaha.
So, we just were discussing Lord Rama's Leela. I'm sure you all heard something. Ramlila.
我们刚刚主 Rama 的显现是我们在这样的节日讨论了主 Rama 的逍遥时光，大家是不是有印象？
So it's inconceivable that first place that Sita could be kidnapped by a demon.
那么可以想象，我们知道就是主Sita公主她被一个恶魔。 被绑架了，这样的事情好像是不可思议的。
And that Ramachandra, who is the Supreme Lord himself, didn't know who took her and didn't know where where she went and had to go to so much trouble to get her back.
主让他撑着他的其中主，他甚至不知道是他被绑架到哪里去了。他费尽心思努力的，最后打仗把西卡给救回来，看费尽周折，这看起来好像不可思议。
He wouldn't have to do that because he's everywhere and he knows everything. So, but he went through all that Leela like a drama to teach us so many things.
就他无处不在，无所不晓，所以他实际上不需要做这么麻烦的事情。但是呢，主为了给我们教导，所以他上演了这一系列的逍遥时光。
So it seemed like all kinds of natural problems and things were happening in Dwarka, but then it says here that the person is unless he arranges.
所以看起来好像在主巴拉卡城要发生这么多不幸的事情，好像是不可能的。
Everything was burning like crazy, and then the coward men, when they saw it after it was over, that everything was fine, like nothing ever happened.
就好像我们在 Krishna book 当中读到大火到处都是燃烧的火焰，当牧牛同们最后在这个事情平息之后。他们好像什么事情没有发生，都没有发生过一样。
Or like the Krishna book, another story, the Govardhan Hill. You know, it was raining so much everywhere, flooding like anything.
在 Krishna book 当中还有一个故事，就讲举起钩瓦丹山的故事。当时天上滂沱大雨，到处都是狂风暴雨。
And Krishna picked up the mountain.And underneath it wasn't like some dark cave or something, it was like a heavenly planet.
但是 Krishna 用只小手指就举起了钩瓦丹山，使得钩瓦丹山的居民在钩瓦丹山的庇护下，感觉下面就像一个天堂星球一样。
And after they came out, you know, usually after a flood,Everything is ruined everywhere. There's just mud everywhere, and all everything's broken and gone. But nothing, everything was fine.
虽然在这狂风暴雨下能够摧毁一切，但是在钩瓦丹山的庇护下却什么都安然无恙。
So that's Krishna.
所以这就是
Krishna. He can make us think that something happened, or he can make it happen and then fix it, or you know, we don't know what.Because it's inconceivable, achincha.
Krishna 可以让某些事情发生，同时在他的安排下又可以让我们安然无恙的度过，这就是他的不可思议的能量 ，achincha shakti.
So that's why Lord Chaitanya he gave us this achincha veda veda tattva, that it's the same but it's different.
这就是 Chaitanya， 这也是为什么 Chaitanya 教导我们。记忆不可思议的记忆记忆的原理 Achincha Veda Veda Tattva
It's simultaneously It's the spiritual and not spiritual It's inside and outside It's big and small All at the same time
在同一个时刻既可以是灵性的也可以是物质的既可在内也可在外
I read a few more examples yesterday. The Krishna is an integration and disintegration.
Integration and disintegration.
Yeah, integration means putting things together.
就好像 Maharaj 他昨天在讲课当中提到 ，Krishna 呢，他既会让既是聚又是散。
And disintegrate usually means.Literally means the heart, but usually it's used like a movie or something. Somebody has some crazy weapon and they just, and the thing is gone, you know, disintegrated. Everything's gone. Not even some dust left over.
就是既可以让一切都聚在一起，同时又可以让瞬间都消失得无影无踪。
So that's Krishna. He's set us at He's eternal, and he's knowledge and ignorance. He's He's eternal and temporary. Everything is inconceivable.
所以 Krishna 他既是永恒又暂时为短暂，所以他就是一切。
So Krishna just creates all these leelas.
Krishna 只不过是展示他的逍遥时光，他创造他的逍遥时光。
For his pleasure and the pleasure of the devotees, and for so many lessons to be learned.
所以从这件事情当中，奉献者们学到了很多。
So we have real heroes and real demons, and you know things that in normal world we're not finding.
嗯，在这个世界上一些哦 ，sorry, Maharaj.
In the material world, they have you know movies.I saw one Indian movie review, and it said, in our movies, we used to have one demon and one good guy. You know.
嗯，那么在物质世界，我们可以在电影上看到有英雄，也有恶魔。有一个电影制印度的制片人，他讲我的电影当中，基本上就会有一个英雄，有一个恶魔。
But this new movie.Is like American movies. Everyone is bad.
但是呢，还有一种新的电影，新出现的这种电影的风格，就是比如说像美国电影，就是里面全都是坏人。
That's what Prabhupada said about these modern so-called wars. The demons are fighting the demons.
嗯，就好像是，这就是圣帕帕德所讲的，现代的这些战争，就是恶魔杀恶魔。
So, you know, it's not like the Ramayan War or something where, you know, Ram was actually completely good and fighting for the good of the whole universe, and Ravana was completely bad. He just wanted to enjoy and exploit everybody.
嗯，那么这个现代的战争跟 Ramayana 当中的战争完全是不一样的，因为主 Rama 他完全是站在正义的这一方，他为了宇宙的秩序而发起这场战争，而 Ravana 呢，他是彻底的一个恶魔，他完全是想要利用这个世界。
So here also we see just something like when Krishna the Govardhan Hill, he talked so cleverly that he convinced Nanda Maharaj and everybody.That they should give up worshiping Indra and just worship Govardhan Hill. He got.
就好像在举起高瓦丹山的小时光当中 ，Krishna 他说话是那么有道理，他完全说服他的爸爸 Nanda 大君以及其他的牧牛郎不要去崇拜天帝 Indra， 只要崇拜高瓦丹山，一切都会有的。
So first, Krishna created all these troubles.And then he convinced everybody, if we go to this Prabhakshetra, we can counteract all the, you know, the bad things. And everything will be right, so let's go. And he convinced everybody, they all, you know, they got ready, they had to travel very far.
就好像在这里 ,Krishna, 他先告诉人们这个所有的他所有他先安排了所有这些麻烦的事情。然后呢他又让这个亚都王朝的人完全相信，只要他们去 Prabhasa， 然后所有的这些罪恶反应都可以被消除。
And of course, they had love for Krishna, so they wanted to do what he said.
因为亚都王朝的人他们对 Krishna 有很深的爱，所以呢 ，Krishna 无论说什么，他们都会相信，都会去做。
So if we can have that kind of attitude, and Krishna is speaking also perfectly in the Bhagavad Gita, exactly how we can solve all problems of the universe and go back to Krishna.
如果我们也能够有这样的心态，完全相信 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中所说的一切话语，那么我所讲的内容能够克服我们生活当中所有的问题跟麻烦。那么我们就能够顺顺利利的回归圣手。
But we have to have love for Krishna, to have faith.
但是呢，要做到这一点，我们一定要对 Krishna 有爱、有信心才行。
And faith is so important, and you know, it's stressed throughout the Bhagavad Gita.
信心是如此的重要，但是在《博伽梵歌》当中被反复的强调。
Trust Krishna.
相信 Krishna.
He says he's speaking for our own good. He tells Arjuna, "Listen to me. I'm speaking for your benefit."
Krishna 他说啊，Arjuna， 你听我讲，我是为了你的好处才说这些的。就是说 ，Krishna 他是为了我们的益处才讲《博伽梵歌》的。
So we're asking everybody read the Bhagavad Gita. We're trying to print more and more Bhagavad Gitas in every language.
所以呢，我们鼓励每个人都要去读《博伽梵歌》，尽力的用各种语言印刷出版越来越多的《博伽梵歌》原
因。So just like Srimad Bhagavatam cannot be understood by logic and you know, mental exercises.Bhagavad Krishna can't be understood like that. You have to accept his achincha shakti and, you know, accept it, that he's actually the origin of everything.
就好像人无法通过自己的逻辑推理来理解博伽梵歌，理解圣典博伽瓦同样，一个人也不能用这种方法来理解 Krishna。
So it says that Krishna functions, his inconceivable power functions according to higher spiritual laws, which normal people, even the biggest mathematician or physicist, they can't understand that. They're looking for material explanations of everything.
So you have to be able to show Krishna's achintya, the 这种能量不可思议性才可以。Krishna...的这种不可思议性是那些无论是这么伟大的物理学家数学家他们通过他们的这些逻辑思维是无法永远不可能理解的。
And of course they can't find any material explanation, so then they just want to say there's no God, everything just came about from nothing, out of nothing, by chance.
由于这些所谓的科学家、哲学家们，他们无法找到物质的这理由。
So unbelievably that people can believe such things, but that's Kali Yuga.
然而，就是让人难以置信的是，人们却会去相信这些物理学家、数学家、科学家们，但这些就是卡利年代的迹象。
So, this is what Jiva Goswami said. We must accept this inconceivable potency, this achincha shakti. Otherwise, no one can understand Krishna. If you try to conceive Krishna, try to understand him by our limited little mind, you know, our limited sense perception, they'll just say there's no such thing because there's no way we can.See Krishna or hear about, you know, feel Krishna.
受 Krishna 这种不可思议的能量，不可思议性。否则的话，我们通过我们的感官、我们的心意、我们的思维，想要去理解 Krishna， 但实际上这些是无法触及 Krishna 的。所以最后结论就是说，哦 ，Krishna 不可思议性，我们才能够接受 Krishna 的存在。
He's very near and he's very far away.
他既离我们很遥远，同时又在我们咫尺近边。
That doesn't make sense.
对于一个所谓的我们的这个逻辑推理这些的话，其实好像这个不存在。
Because we can explain it in you know relative way, say from Hangzhou to Shanghai, then.
我们要从杭州走到上海。
Not Hangzhou. I meant to, you know, Dongbei from Harbin or something.
更何况如果我们走到东北哈尔滨就更远了。
Hangzhou is close.
但是如果我们坐飞机的话，那么这个距离就不是太远。
So it depends on who is looking at it.
所以在这个物质世界的这些距离啊，是依赖于谁来看。
So for the devotees, Krishna is very near because they know Krishna is everywhere.
对于不见得的人， 对于奉献者而言 Krishna 非常的近，因为他们处处都看到 Krishna。
And they can get close to Krishna very quickly, we know, but just by chanting, the Bhagavad Gita is always around. I mean, there's deities of
Krishna 一点都不遥远，因为奉献者通过唱诵 Krishna 圣名，通过看菩萨梵歌，通过神像，他们感到 Krishna 无处不在。
But for the non-devotees, who they just is, even if they believe in God, he's so far away, they can't imagine ever getting close to him because they don't know what he is.
但是对于奉献者，即便他们相信有神存在，但是他们觉得神是非常非常遥远，遥不可及的。
Okay, so I want to leave more time for questions.
Okay, now today we have several questions. 好，我们来看这个问题。感谢 Maharaj 的讲课，感谢 Radhi Kapriya 翻译。Krishna 或 Rama 在时光中有一些从物质角度来看是悲惨的事情，实际上是超然的活动。那么奉献者在服务中遇到不少悲惨或痛苦的事情，
也是超然的吧，因为这些悲惨或痛苦能让奉献者更加进化，更加依赖 Krishna， 对吗？如果是这样，那么我们对待服务中的挫折和痛苦应该抱着超然的态度，是吧？This is life， 这就是生活。你说 ，You spent your time， 你曾经跟我这样说过，只要继续服务下去。就不必在意所谓的苦乐，是这样的心态吗？贵谢 Maharaj， Thank you Maharaj for your wonderful lecture. Krishna, in Krishna and Rama's Lila, there are sometimes from material point of view, something is tragedy. Actually, they are transcendental activities. Then one devotee.Experience some painful things in devotional transcendental, right? Because by this very sad and or painful experience can make a devotee purify a devotee and make him or her attached to Krishna more, right? If that is right,
it should be like that.
应该是这样子的。
If somebody is a real devotee, yes.
如果一个人他是真的是奉献者，那么这些境遇对他来说是种进化。
If someone has ill motive or they don't understand, then they might think, well, you know, I'm praying to everything be nice, so why am I, Krishna is not very nice, and they give up.
但是如果有的人他动机不纯，他就会想。哎呀，我给 Krishna 祈祷，但是 Krishna 没有满足我愿望，然后他们就放弃了方案服务。
Others understand, okay, this is a test, and just like if you want to advance in school, the tests get harder, more difficult, so you have to study more. But if you pass the test, then you get to graduate.
但是对于一个真诚的奉献者来说，那么他们。就会觉得就好像是在一样，如果我们在学校里考试，但是在考试的过程当中这个试题会越来越难，但是我们也要付出越来越多的努力，但一旦通过以后
we're not so advanced like Kunti was praying, let me have more and more trouble.
当然我们还没有像昆蒂皇后那么进步，能够祈祷让自己生活当中有越来越多的困难，
we cry out to Krishna for help.
但是当我们遇到困难的时候，我们就大声呼喊 Krishna 来帮我们吧。
So trouble will come anyway in the material world, but we should pray that we can, you know, depend on Krishna to help us in good times or bad.
在这物质世界当中，总是会有各种麻烦。但是当我们遇到麻烦的时候，我们就祈求 Krishna 的帮助。当然，无论在痛苦还是快乐处境当中，我们都应该祈求 Krishna。
That's why trouble can be beneficial because we realize there's nothing I can do except depend on Krishna.
就这样，实际上麻烦困难也是一种祝福，因为我们会从中认识到，除了 Krishna， 我们没有什么其他能够真正帮助我们。
Otherwise, if things are going nicely all the time, so-called nicely, we might think, well, I must be a really good devotee. Krishna's helping me so much, and everything's good, and I'm not having any problems. And then we forget Krishna. We become puffed up.
但是啊，相反，如果在一些所谓的比较好的处境当中，我们会觉得，哎呀，你看这一切都很顺利啊。我是一位很好的奉献者，可是呢，真的太给我处处都安排得很好，那么帮助我，然后就在这样子的当中，不知不觉的，你可能就把 Krishna 给忘了。
So that's for devotee should be if good times are coming, we should be thinking Krishna is so kind, I don't deserve this, and if trouble, we should think, well, I deserve much more trouble, but Krishna, please help me to, you know.Depend on you and be strong.
所以对于奉献者而言，当处在顺境的时候，他会感恩 Krishna， 同时觉得自己不值得领受这么多的条件。但是当他遇到困难的时候，他会向 Krishna 祈祷，请求 Krishna 的帮助。
Our trouble is nothing compared to Kunti or Sita, you know.
并且相信是 Krishna 让他自己所遇到的困难减到了最低的。实际上我们的困难与昆蒂皇后攀上的兄弟 Sita 公主相比的话，其实是根本就不值得一提。
Thus we have to be careful because sometimes devotees are really crazy and they think if I make trouble for this other devotee that will help him to remember Krishna.
当然我们也要小心，有时候奉献者他们就有点狂热疯狂，就会想啊，如果我有更多困难，那么我就会变成一位更好的奉献者。
So we shouldn't be praying to Krishna, please make everything nice for me, but we should be trying to make things nice for other devotees.
当然我们不应该向 Krishna 祈祷让自己的一切都顺顺当当，但是呢，我们应该努力的为其他奉献者做好服务，让其他奉献者的灵修生活顺利。Maharaj, then
I got somebody sent a question here on internet, so let me read it. It's kind of a nice one. It says, "How can aneophyte devotee feel the love of other devotees without philosophy?" How can a neophyte devotee feel the love of other devotees if he doesn't know any philosophy?
Maharaj, 他在 Skype 上呢接到一个问题，这个问题是这样子的，就是一个新的奉献者，如果他不理解哲学，他怎么能够感受到来自于主和奉献者的爱呢？
Well, if the other devotees are actually loving, there's no need for philosophy to understand feel the love.
如果其他奉献者真的是充满爱心的，其实一个人他不需要懂哲学，他就能够感受到这些奉献者所给予的爱。
And if there's not really love,then philosophy is not going to help us to find it.
但是如果别人给的爱不是真正的爱的话，即便是懂了哲学，这种不真实的爱也不能有太多的帮助。
Like a baby, they feel the love of their mother, that's for sure.
就好像孩子，他能够感受到母亲对他的爱。
Any animal, even, the love of the mother is so powerful.And the babies definitely feel.
在任何动物身上，我们都可以看到母性的爱是如此强大，那个宝宝都能够感受到。
So they don't know any philosophy. They don't know words even.
他那个小婴儿不懂哲学，根本不会说话。
Okay.
嗯。
Let's see what he says. Okay, so any other question then?
Yes, yes. And continue, the last question is, our attitude to the difficulties like this, to the difficulty we faced in devotional service, should like this, this is life. You just continue to serve and don't care about happiness or distress. Is that right?
Yes, we should just want to please Krishna, try to serve the Guru and Krishna.
是的，我们应该保持就继续服务下去，不在于苦乐，就是只是为了取悦 Krishna， 服务明镜导师和 Krishna。
That's what it means, Trinada Pisuni Trina, you know, Trivar Pisuna. Just service, humble state of mind, not expecting anything.
嗯，就是啊，像小丑一样谦卑，大树一样宽容的含义，只是服务。谦卑为的服务，而不只求其他人给予尊敬尊重。
And if you search through the Bhagavad Gita, you know, so many times it says equal in happiness and distress, equal in honor and dishonor, equal in so many different dualities. This is what Krishna likes, and that's what spiritual realization is.
如果我们看《薄伽梵歌》，我们就会清楚地发现，在保持平衡、保持平等，无论苦乐、荣辱，都保持平等的心态看待。这就是 Krishna 希望让我们能够培养的，这就是一种真正的灵性觉悟。
So we're not necessarily seeking, because we know that happiness and distress they come and go on their own. We don't have much control over them.
我们实际上会发现所谓的快乐跟痛苦不需要特别的去寻找，因为这些苦乐自然而来，到了一定时候也自然去离去。
And Lord Krishna says it, you know, it's from mental concoction. Chitoshna Sukadukada. So if somebody's supposed to play a football game, they might be very upset about the big rain.If they're going to have a picnic or something.
啊，有的人如果比如说他们要去踢足球，或者是要去野餐，那么天气下雨呢，他们就很讨厌。
But the farmer might be really happy that it's raining.
但是呢，农民却很高兴，哎呀，终于有雨水了。
So that's it's just different for every person, you know. What makes one person happy, another person doesn't like, so.Devotees, you just tolerate because they come. We're not seeking distress ever, but it comes.
所以苦乐都是相对的。奉献者呢，只是容忍，因为他们知道这个苦跟痛苦跟快乐，他们来来要去。
Of course, like some monks, they purposely do painful things, you know, to try to learn to tolerate.And not be attached to their body.
有些僧侣或者是和尚，他们会故意的来做一些让自己感到痛苦的事情，以便让自己能够不再培养气绝不依附的心态。
In Bhakti Yoga, we try to cultivate knowledge that we're not the body and we're actually the spirit soul. Become and we unborn the mind and we become aloof.From the conditions of the mind and body.
但是在分爱瑜伽学习当中，奋进者学习认识到自己不是这个躯体，不是这个心意，让自己超然于躯体跟心意的层面。
Okay, is that satisfy the inquirer?
对这个问题的回答感到满意吗？接下来还 Maharaj and there's.Another two questions.
Okay.
好，下一个问题还是轮着跑步的问题。拉玛亚纳读起来是个悲剧，但读起来令人喜乐。除了笑傲时光是这样，但是我们听到奉献者痛苦的事情时，却不那么令人喜乐，对吗？Ramayana, although Ramayana is a tragedy, but still make us feel blissful by reading about it. that is the nature of the pastime of Lord. But when we heard about the painful things about the devotees, we don't feel blissful. Is that right?
Yeah, we should be compassionate.
是的，我们应该充满同情怜悯之心。
Compassion is the most important quality for going back to Godhead.
同情怜悯是回归神首的最重要的一项品质。
And compassion means that one cannot tolerate the suffering of others.
同情怜悯意味着一个人不能容忍其他人受苦。
Like Prabhupada, he couldn't stand to see how much other people in the world were suffering and going to hell, so he just worked so much and prayed so hard and tried to get so many helpers to spread Krishna consciousness.
就好像说帕帕德他无法容忍看到人们在受苦，人们在走向地狱，所以他如此努力，如此辛勤的工作，承受那么多的辛苦。
So we want to be like that.
所以我们应该像他那样。
And of course, when you know someone is always trying to help others, someone will help him. Ultimately, Krishna helps him, but everything will be taken care of.
那么有那么多人，他们努力在帮助其他人，当然最后都是 Krishna 在照顾这一切。
If we're just trying to help ourselves, then we'll just get whatever our karma has for us. We'll win or lose whatever our karma is. Nothing more, nothing less. If we're just trying to help myself, I'm just trying to create a really nice situation for myself. But then we'll only get whatever our karma has in store for us.
因为一个人他只不过是想要让自己过得好，想只想帮助自己，那么他其实所做的所有的努力跟安排，只不过是业报注定他应该得到的，或注定他应该得的，或者他应该失去的而已。
We can try so hard to be happy and enjoy, but it might not happen.
我们可能非常非常努力，想要让自己能够好好享受，能够感到快乐，但是这些努力不会有，可能不会有结果。
The situation may seem like terrible, but we'll feel very happy.
但有时候可能我们的处境看起来是非常非常糟糕的，但是我们却乐在其中。
So we never know, these things come and go. But if we're always trying to help others, then we're just busy and we don't worry about our own. We have to take care of ourselves. In order to help others, of course, we have to be healthy and spiritually strong. But we don't worry, oh, what about me? Where will I eat? Where will I sleep? Because we have faith that Krishna will just take care of us.
但是如果我们总是想着去帮助别人，我们会盲目的帮助别人，而没有时间去顾虑自己的所谓的快乐和痛苦。那么并不是说一个人他不照顾自己的身体什么都不管了，但是就是说他不是太过于为自己的吃穿住这些条件担心了。
Anymore?
Yes. 就是他相信 Krishna 会照顾好一些。我们接下来，我们看下一个问题。Next question. 经典和 Guru 都建议我们相信 Krishna， 相信 Krishna。我努力去相信 Krishna， 但是需要时间。我不认识 Krishna， 叫我相信一个不认识的人需要时间的。我更相信你，因为接触过您，认识您，见过您，了解您，所以更相信您。所以您说去相信 Krishna， 因为相信你，我就按照您的话去努力相信 Krishna。 但是还没有接触过 Krishna， 还没有了解 Krishna， 虽然 Krishna 无所不在，遍充万有，但是没有像您那么面对面的站在我面前，那肯定是需要时间的，对吗？ Marja, in Sastra and Yes, Guru, I think Ranjit Babu is up question on behalf of other devotees. In Sastra, and Guru and Sastra suggest us to brief Krishna, brief Krishna. I try to brief Krishna, but this takes time. I didn't know Krishna. But it needs time for me to believe, trust a person who I didn't know well. So I trust you more because I meet you and know you and keep contact with you and understand you. So I can trust you more. So you said that I should trust Krishna. Because I trust you, then I try to trust Krishna according to your suggestion. But I haven't met Krishna. I don't know Krishna much. Although Krishna is everywhere and all pervading, but he didn't stand in front of me like you do. So to trust Krishna needs time, right?
Yeah, but Krishna knows you.
是的，需要时间，但是 Krishna 认识你。
And when you read Bhagavad Gita, that's Krishna. He's right there, speaking to you.
当你读《博伽梵歌》的时候 ，Krishna 是在跟你说话，他就在那里。
So, just very good. You have faith in Krishna, but just try to do what Krishna says. Guru is also telling you what Krishna says, and telling you to do what Krishna says. So that's just as good. That's why Krishna comes as a guru. That's one way that he comes.
但是呢，如果你能够按照 Krishna 在《博伽梵歌》中所讲的去做，按照聆听导师的指导去按 Krishna 的教导去做，那么这就非常好。因为 Krishna Krishna 也展示为一位 guru， 一位老师来教导我们。Krishna 他之所以讲博伽梵歌，之所以显现，就是为了这个目的。
So he comes as a guru externally. He also comes as a chaitra guru, the guru in the heart. So you're getting good understanding, and because you're accepting Krishna in the heart, you're understanding. So you're very fortunate.
那么 Krishna 在外在的展示为一位孤独，但是在内在呢，也展示为内心的灵性导师 Chaitra Guru， 所以他会帮助你能够越来越多的去理解他。
So read Bhagavad Gita every day or Bhagavatam and stay connected with Krishna. Chant the holy name. That's also Krishna. When you're chanting, you're touching Krishna. He's dancing on your tongue.
所以每天阅读国家梵歌或诵经国家梵台啊，却就是称颂圣名啊，可是呢，他也以圣的形式出现。
And that's really inconceivable because the mouth is the dirtiest part of the body, but Krishna is dancing on the tongue of the devotee who chants, and that makes it completely pure. So it's all inconceivable, very inconceivable.
当我们唱诵圣名的时候，克什纳就会在我们的舌头上跳舞，这实在是不可思议的。这个嘴巴可以说是身体当中最不洁净的地方，但是克什纳却会在我们的嘴和在我们舌头上跳舞，这真的是不可思议的。但是通过这样的唱诵，一个人就会得到净化，就是不可思议。
So, are we finished? Thank you. Thank you all very much.
所以这个问题回答完了，在这里非常感谢大家。
Let me see if I can read this. Su o yo u rong yo gui ju ja.We day feng shuang jie.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry, I'm so slow. I always say I'm going to practice, but I don't. Okay?
Xie
xie.
Thank you.
See you Friday. See you Friday morning.
Okay?
Hare
Krishna.
Bye bye.